I have never been accused of excelling in the art of delayed gratification. Apparently, it is a chronic genetic condition. As a member of the sandwich generation, my friends would say that I would qualify as a ham sandwich. I spent most of my time trying to stifle the urges of gratification of my children while simultaneously trying to encourage all pleasure and gratification for my parents. I'm kind of like the Robin Hood of social justices between the generations. I first realized this when my grandfather would call me from the Brightmoor nursing home and ask that I bring him a peppermint patty, which doesn't sound like much of a big deal, but he was very diabetic and was banned from all sugar, which put me in an extremely awkward position. Should I respect the doctor's wishes or the wishes of a 90-year-old man whose only desire was a mere peppermint patty? Of course I took him a peppermint patty every single time he asked and never regretted it. For the record, when and if I'm in a nursing home and the doctors have banned me from all the good stuff, I would certainly hope that my grandchildren would sneak me in a little Godiva martini, killing two vices with one proverbial stone. Speaking of stone, the looming challenges of legalizing marijuana presents a challenging topic for parents. Does the phrase, when in Rome, apply? My rule is that if it's illegal, it is illegal, and you're not allowed to do it. End of discussion. But for the record, I do think that having the drinking age at 21 is the most ridiculous law. You can go to college, go to war, vote for a president, but still not drink a beer. But that's just my humble opinion. I'm curious if college applications have increased in the state of Colorado. I bet so. I saw on the news that there are drop boxes in Colorado airports for you to drop off your unsmoked marijuana before you leave the state. I'd like to know who is in charge of the drop boxes. It looks like the work of Alan Funt or Ashton Kutcher. Years ago, my husband and I were at a matinee and ran into a friend of ours, a grown woman with her husband in tow. She looked at us in horror and was mortified that we had witnessed her eating popcorn in the middle of the day. Dear Lord, if you're going to be ashamed of something, at least make it something good. Every afternoon, I take my 86-year-old father for a walk. It is a wonderful opportunity for us to be together and stroll up and down the street, getting much-needed exercise. The other day, we finished his walk about 4:30, and he invited me in for a cocktail. I told him I thought it was much too early and told him that I wished he would wait until at least 5 o'clock before cocktail hour, and he didn't miss a beat, and he said, "Are you kidding? I might be dead by 5 o'clock."